first thing, if I sent a fax, he wouldn't hear my voice. So that could be a problem. But anyway, my name is Sean. I listen to your show nightly, usually, while I'm at work. And I'm a straight male, if that makes any bit of difference for you. I listened to your podcast. The last one, while it was very sick, was hysterical. She killed a bunch of polygamists and killed a baby, huh? Then she brought it by my house. We cooked it up and had it as a stew. It was great. Very tender at a young age. I listened to your podcast about the freedom of speech thing. I think it's ridiculous how people would take someone so literal. It's retarded. For people that don't like that, personally, I tell them, fuck off. Fuck you, you self-righteous prick. Because of the fact that anybody will say, I believe in freedom of speech until you say something they don't like, then it's no longer your freedom. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's in the First and the 14th Amendment that we're allowed to express ourselves. Our opinions, our ideas, our information. There is restrictions on the content. But fuck them. Look at the president we have. He should be restricted. His freedom of speech should be yanked away. But I did get a kick out of that. And something else, too, I decided it's really pissing my wife off. I'm going to have a sex change this weekend so I can become a lesbian. They're going to turn my penis and testicles into a vagina, and I'm getting breast implants. So we'll see what happens, how I look when it's over. I'll let you know. But love your show. I love listening to you and your friends talk, and hopefully I'll hear a new podcast soon. Have a lovely evening. I know I will. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, you are listening to show number 29 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. This will be a mini. Cindy, one of my listeners, gave me the idea, instead of continuing to call it the minute when it's not a minute, call it a mini. All right, good idea. Okay. Me. So hi, I'm editing a lot less. Can you tell? Am I sounding a little more natural and relaxed? Before it was like, oh my god, I sniffled. You know, edit it out. Cut it! You know? But I'm not good at this whole technical part of this. I really wish that I had someone to sit here and do all the work for me. Because then I could just focus on being a jackass. Which is really what I'm very good at. I'm very good at being a jackass. You can't deny it. It's only been like a day or two since my last post. And, for anyone who did not get number 28, and based on all of the feedbacks, I got a lot of emails, pretty much everybody got it, especially if you've been listening to this podcast for a while. You kind of know that I'm a little kooky, you know? But there was a sprinkle of people who did not get it, and so I felt terrible. I felt terrible. No, really, I'm serious. I did. So, you know. The whole entire thing was a joke. Me, the caller, everything. It was a joke. Did you listen until the end? Nobody cries like that. You know nobody cries like that. No polygamists were shot due to the listening of the Lesbian Mafia. However, someone said that every single time I post a show, that they were going to kill another baby. So, hey, go figure. Who knew that I was going to be responsible for so much havoc and destruction in this world? What are you going to do? If I did not develop a crazy, insane sense of humor, I probably would have really shot myself and 10 polygamists in the head years ago. At least 10 or 15 polygamists would definitely be going down. That and that other guy that had that young girl in the bit, I can't even, you know, sometimes you're so overwhelmed with emotion that you can't even begin to articulate your thoughts and feelings on something. I cannot even read the story. I've been avoiding reading the story. Everybody's emailed me about it. I cannot read that story about that man in Australia or something, and he had a daughter, and oh my god, he locked her in the basement for 25 years and he had, I don't know, like 5 or 6 kids with her. I don't understand these straight people. I don't understand them. I can't. I wish that I could give like a little synopsis on it right now. I wish I could give like a little, but I can't. I can't. Can you understand that I just can't hold the story in my consciousness? It won't stay there. It's... But I just did want to touch base with you, and that's pretty much all I have to say. And for anyone who is made nervous by show number 28, I will end this podcast with some calming and soothing ocean sounds after I play another brief call-in from a listener to soothe you. My goal is to soothe your anxieties here today. All right, then. Ta-ta, bye-bye, bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Sandy, on behalf of the Gambino family, I would like to take the time and thank you and one of your soldiers for taking care of business. Let's just say that the Higgins family that was seen at the grocery store are swimming with the fishes. We appreciate the fact that you are taking care of our public and protecting our streets and children. But foremost, upholding family business with dignity, but mostly respect. It takes a leader like yourself, Copy, to subconsciously implant ideas to your followers. We will be in contact with you and make you an offer you cannot refuse. Sincerely from the Hollows, the Gambino family.